Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May 16th, 2019. In today's news, New York City has extended the second compliance deadline for mandatory construction site safety training. A child in Turkey recently lost two toes in an escalator accident. A proposal would create a new regional gateway for Sydney. Excavation work is underway for a new 28-story hotel in New York City's financial district. And a municipal official in Yerevan, Armenia, is pushing a plan to replace every elevator in the city.
An amendment to New York City Labor Law 196 has extended the deadline for the second compliance date of new construction site safety training to June 1, 2020, previously June 1, 2019. The final date remains September 1, 2020. However, according to Kevin L. Brinkman, Vice President for Codes and Safety at the National Elevator Industry Incorporated, an OSHA 10 card certifying the 10-hour class has been completed is still required, and some local contractors are already requiring the additional training. The second compliance date will require an OSHA 30 card, with the final one requiring an OSHA 40 card, The Real Deal reported last week.
A 5-year-old boy lost two of his toes in an escalator mishap at a shopping center in Başakşehir, Turkey, The Sun, along with other news outlets, reported on May 13th. The child was riding the downward-moving escalator with his parents and a sibling when his foot became stuck in the metal mechanism at the bottom. The unit was dismantled and his toes were recovered, but doctors were unable to reattach them. The child's mother said he was wearing normal trainers rather than sandals or rubber shoes. An investigation is underway.
The Urban Developer reports that Central Plaza, a 6-tower development that includes a trio of buildings rising up to 40 stories, aims to serve as a new regional gateway in the existing Norwest Business Park in Sydney, Australia. Working its way through the approval process, the project at 34 through 36 Brook Hollow Avenue is adjacent to an under-construction underground railway station. It was designed by PBD Architects and is being developed by Merck Capital. On the drawing boards are six 6- to 8-story podiums for commercial use, a Moulins Norwest Hotel, a child care center, and the tall residential towers. PBD plans to use a mix of materials, including metal screens and composite aluminum panels, for the structure, which promises to bring more than 1,500 jobs to the precinct.
Excavation is well underway at 50 Trinity Place in New York City's financial district to make way for a 28-story aloft hotel designed by Peter Poon Architects and developed by FIT Investment Corporation, New York YIMBY reports. Expected to be complete in 2020, the 77,310-square-foot structure will include 173 rooms, a ground-floor restaurant, and a fitness center. Located diagonally across from Trinity Church, the hotel joins the 42-story 777 Greenwich Street, a residential tower designed by FX Collaborative, rising on the same plot of land. Like other aloft properties, the 50 Trinity Place development will feature a contemporary look. A white and glass-paneled tower will sit on top of a dark-colored 7-story podium, while a sleek metal canopy will jut out over the sidewalks and curve upward toward the double-height glass atrium.
Haik Sargsyan, deputy mayor of Yerevan, Armenia, pitched a plan on May 13th to replace all 3,600 elevators in the city over the next 3.5 to 4 years, News.am reports. The plan would also involve installing solar panels to reduce the cost of electricity used by the new elevators, which would be paid for by apartment residents over 25 years. Elevator replacement, which Sargsyan says takes up to 40 days, will be performed only with the consent of all residents of an apartment building. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.